You're tuned in to the Good Soul Collective with Rianne, Jada, and O'Neill, where we talk about life, community, and growth, reminding ourselves that no matter what season you're in, you're still good soil. Usually the setup is a little different and Jada and O'Neill are here, but some things have happened and I'll tell you why. Unfortunately, my dad passed and that brought up a lot of emotions and thoughts and honestly procrastination and laziness. I think that I don't even know what I want to say, to be honest, but I didn't have a good relationship with my dad, and him dying, I think I had expected to feel a certain way about his death, and I didn't. So there was like a period of time when I was figuring out how I was feeling, why I was feeling how I was feeling, and that took away from my ability and capacity to continue what we were doing here at the Good Soil. And luckily my friends are really nice, so I said, y'all, I got a break, and they said, yeah, understandable.
Okay, so who was your dad to you?
My dad was, you know what, I can say some things about my dad now, which is so weird that he's dead, that I couldn't say before because I didn't know. My dad was a character in his own right. He loved music and he loved cars and motorcycles, and he had an affliction for helping people. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see that side of my dad because growing up, my dad was an alcoholic and we didn't see eye to eye. Growing up, I struggled to come to, I don't want to say come to terms with because that's not the correct word, but more tolerate my dad's actions. And I didn't have the energy or capacity or really desire at the time to try to meet my dad at any point, not halfway, not quarter way. I wasn't trying to meet my dad anywhere because I was so upset with some of the decisions that he had made, which led to where he was before he died. And so I didn't have a relationship with my dad. My dad wasn't really anything to me but the person that, I guess, participated in giving me life. Which is unfortunate now when I look back at it, but that's the reality.
Did you grieve?
I don't think that grieving in general, not only for myself, but I don't think that grieving has a structured beginning and structured end. So I would say I'm still grieving, but my grief now looks different today than it did more recent to when my dad died. I think I'm even still understanding grief in its full capacity. I was grieving a little bit different than normal people. I don't want to say that. That's not right. I was grieving in a way that I didn't expect myself to grieve, in this sense that when I learned about what grief is and what the word grief is, like, you learn that kind of young, but I associated grief with sorrow and sadness. And my grief in regards to my dad didn't encompass sorrow and sadness. It more encompassed unfamiliarity and transition. I wasn't sad that my dad died. I'm still not sad that my dad died. And my grief was coming to terms with the fact that the life that I had been living with the anger and frustration and just overall discontentment towards my dad, I didn't have a place to put that now because he was dead. So that was like a grieving period for me that didn't encompass sorrow and sadness. So I didn't think that I was grieving, or I didn't think I was grieving correctly. It was uncomfortable, but I had to go through it. I know now that I had to go through it to get to the type of grief that I experience now, which is more like adjusting and transition to, I guess, the life that I'm living now without my dad.
So what is something that you realized or learned throughout this process?
This experience with my dad, though tragic, has taught me about grace. I think I understood grace before this theoretically, but I was struggling to grasp a practical understanding of grace. And when my dad died, and I went through this like period of just being peeved because now I had to clean up after him. He died intestate, all of this work that I had to do. I was already doing work in myself to forgive him before he died. And now I felt like even from the grave, this man is like tormenting me and trying to bring me down. Doing all of that work, I felt like I had deserved almost like a period of relaxation, for lack of a better term, but my dad dying brought more turmoil and chaos. So I was struggling in forgiveness. But because he died and I had to clean up and I had to do all this, it forced me into prayer, because I then had to reach outside of myself for a lot, just for strength to stand, for joy in the melancholy spaces. And it helped me to begin to understand grace practically. And it helped me then to accept grace from God, because that was also something that I struggled with in a whole heap load of aspects of my life. So my dad's passing helped me to better understand grace.
What's changing going forward?
Going forward, what's changing is this podcast. We're I don't want to say we're back, because realistically we never left. We just took a little hiatus. But I took the time and the space that I needed to, I guess the word is grieve, but also heal, also learn, and the space to continue to do what we were doing, what we started, because we started something, but the space to continue what we started, it's here now. I'm able to do it. I have the capacity to do it, and we've been doing it. So stay tuned for the release of the rest of the episodes. But going forward, we're here.
Who has God shown himself to be through this process?
Ooh, that's a really good one. God was faithful through this process. I think it was a little bit hard to see at times, especially in the beginning. But where I am now, I can see where God showed up when I felt like he wasn't there. But it did take time to get there. And it took understanding grace to get there. It took some unraveling to get there. But he was faithful and he was present, even when I felt like he wasn't.
What was the verse that started Good Soil?
The verse exactly, I don't know. I know it is the parable of the sower. It's in Matthew, but it's also in Luke. So I think through the process of self-discovery and everything that happened with grief and my dad dying, it re-solidified why I started The Good Soil, why we started The Good Soil. Originally, the beginning of this podcast was birthed from that verse, the parable of the sower, or I guess that group of verses. I was in a season where I felt like I wasn't good soil, or like I was the third soil, and that everything in life was choking out anything that could have been good, the seed that had been planted. But before my dad dying, I had an understanding that because of Jesus, I was made good soil. So I still could be good soil. The process of my dad dying helped me to understand that the seed that was planted has to take root, but God had to uproot some things that were already there taking up the space. And he did that. But him doing that put nutrients back into the soil. It put better understanding back into the soil. It put grace back into my soil. So despite everything that happened, and despite the feelings and the procrastination and the hiatus and the anger and the frustration and the everything that came up at that time, I'm learning, and I've learned that I'm still good soil. You can be too.
Wait, before we end.
Yeah.
Could you share maybe just a happy memory you might have with your dad?
Okay. The memory that comes to mind, when my dad retired, he used to be a police officer. And when he retired, he, for a period of time, became a school bus driver. And so we had a school bus for a little while. And when my dad used to pick me up from school, it was like right after his route of picking up all the other kids. So he used to pick me up on this massive school bus, but it was empty. It was just me and my dad in a school bus. Before, though, actually, he became a school bus driver, when my dad was working, he used to pick me up sometimes in the police car. So,
follow-up question.
Okay.
With the school bus, where did you sit in the school bus?
Wherever I wanted, because there's nobody else on the bus. So some days I sat at the front, right behind my dad. Some days I sat all the way at the back. Rosa Parks.
Where did you sit in the police car?
I always had to sit at the back because I wasn't old enough to sit at the front. And I think it was illegal, actually. I don't know if it's illegal or just like a policy thing, but I wasn't old enough to sit in the front when my dad was a cop. So I always had to sit at the back.
Locked up.
They wouldn't let me out. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you liked it, follow, share, and download, because it helps us grow. We also want to hear from you, so leave a review. If you like what you're hearing, you should see it too. Subscribe to us on YouTube at The Good Soil Collective. And remember, you're still good soil.